Okay, so imagine this, right? So say like you have a say you have a mentor, right? This is something that happened to me like I guess like a week ago. Okay. Now I have two mentors. I had okay, so I've got like I'll just explain it, okay? So I've got one mentor, right? Okay. And we spoke and I told him about my book. Okay, before it was called what is it called? How to Avoid Emotional Molestation. Yeah, exactly. Before it was called How to Avoid Emotional Molestation, the book was called Emotional Molestation, right? Okay, so my hero, my guru, the guy that I look up to, says, "Oh, that's such a horrible title." And oh my God, And like, he was like super like fucking, you know what I'm saying, pissed about the situation or whatever. Okay. He wasn't really too happy about the situation. And I can understand, man. I mean, it's a heavy fucking title. You know what I'm saying? Emotional molestation, that sounds fucking perverted, right? Okay. Now, and then he says, "Oh, well, that absolutely doesn't work," and all this other types of stuff, okay? Now, are you serious? Are you serious? Okay, I get results from this every single day. I've looked at every single aspect of psychology known to man. Okay, I mean stuff that no one knows. Okay, I've put into this stuff. Okay, S things that I've proved time and time again. Okay, I had a girl who was who was there is no woman on earth that has not succumbed to emotional molestation, or what I now call Lolita hypnosis, because the new name is Lolita hypnosis, right? Okay, there's not a girl in the world who hasn't succumbed to it. Okay, it works every time, pretty much. Okay, you know what I'm saying? How are you gonna tell me that this shit doesn't work? You see what I'm saying? You're telling me that women are repulsed by this, but yet she's addicted. She's acting sexual towards me. She's emotionally molesting me as much as I am to her. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit works flawlessly. Absolutely flawlessly. And it's beautiful, man. It's amazing how well it works. You know what I'm saying? And so I turn around and on one hand my feelings are hurt. On one hand my feelings are hurt because I've got my guru and he's basically saying this shit doesn't work, right? But then he told me, "Look, you know what I'm saying? I would feel guilty if I let you go ahead with that title." You know what I'm saying? It's the he told me it's not the stuff in the book, it's the title of the book. You see what I'm saying? And I asked him. He was like, "Okay, well, what if I put a disclaimer?" You know what I'm saying? He's like, "Well, that's a little better." You know, "What if I do this?" "Well, that's a little better too." Okay. So then I changed the title to Lolita Hypnosis. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, "Okay, well, you'll make twice as much money with the title Lolita Hypnosis than you will Emotional Molestation." I say, "Okay. Okay, I believe you. I trust you." And I trust him. You see what I'm saying? Basically, he said in so many words that, "Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? Your book was so filthy, so dirty, that I couldn't even bear to bring myself to read it." Okay? Okay, and this is the stuff that you use on women. Okay? This is the type of stuff that you use to seduce women. Okay? And it's so raunchy. Okay, that it's just flat out perverted. Okay, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely, this is what they want. And so, and but he just said to change the title, and I did. So, like, months go by, and I finally come up with the title because I love the emotional molestation, the concept behind it. But the thing is, I'm afraid of the consequences, or I know that the consequences of me having this book title is going to curb some of my sales. So what do I change the title to? What do I change the title to? You guys got a guess? Make a guess. How to Avoid Emotional Molestation. How to Avoid. And so I go on his Facebook page essay, you know, that prototype book that I was working on, that concept that I was working on, whatever, I was thinking of making the subtitle How to Avoid. Okay. And he was like, perfect. You see what I'm saying? So just because they're your mentor, okay, doesn't mean that they can be completely honest. You see what I'm saying? Just because they're your mentor doesn't mean that they can be completely honest. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to understand that that a hypnotist that teaches all over the world, okay, you see what I'm saying, that makes a ton of money, okay, from teaching seminars and boot camps all over the world, okay, that has products and stuff like this, and they sell tons and tons and tons of products, okay, just because they have that doesn't mean, you understand what I'm saying? You know, just because they have that under their belt doesn't mean that everything's just so wonderful and so delightful. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it does take a little boost, a little push, a little help. Okay, you see what I'm saying? You help them out. You see what I'm saying? You can't just rely on your mentors. That's the whole point. If you rely on your mentors, you're gonna fucking fall in a trap. Okay, so then there's another mentor. His name I'm not gonna say. Okay, and he like dissed me. Completely, 100%. You know what I'm saying? He dissed my idea. You know what I'm saying? The whole nine yards. Okay? He disrespected me. Okay? Now, although that was my mentor, and you think I'm actually going to believe this person? Okay? Absolutely. I'm not going to believe this person. This person in my mind is dead. Okay? They're not my mentor anymore. Okay? So, you've got to be able to distinguish, okay, at ridiculously high levels, who's on your side, who's not on your side. Okay? Because you know what? Okay? You know what? You never know who's going to be on your side and who's not going to be on your side, man. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing goes with women. Okay? She could say, you know, I could show her the book, Emotional Molestation, and she's like, oh my god, I can't believe this is harsh, this is horrible, and all this other types of stuff, right? Okay, in her mind, the back of her mind, she's praying to God that you have the backbone, okay, to be able to stick with, you know, your plans of keeping the book title or continue to release the book or whatever. She's praying to God that you can, that you're able to be that strong, okay? She's praying to God, okay? Now, if you're not, you think she's not going to be disappointed? She's going to be grossly disappointed because you put your faith in her, okay? My own mentor would be disappointed, okay, if I did not utilize the title Emotional Molestation, okay? He would be disappointed in me. He would be angry at me. Okay, so what do I do? Okay, what do I do? I make a title that serves the people as well as myself. So now it's How to Avoid Emotional Molestation. Okay? So you've got to be able to see through the cracks of what people really mean. Okay? And once you're able to do that, you're going to be so much more powerful. Okay? So much more powerful. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be insane. So keep that in mind, all right? Keep that in mind. And, you know, you'll do just fine. Just fine.